Have you ever dreamed of a life designed by you, not for you? A life where you hold the reins of your financial future? At Become an Investor, we believe in you and your unique potential. We're a community of like-minded individuals all walking the path towards financial independence. We understand that success is crafted in the face of adversity. It's in these testing times that we discover our resilience, our determination, and our discipline. That's why we're inviting you to learn more about Become an Investor. It's not just about learning the ins and outs of real estate investing. It's about empowering you to take control of your financial future. We'll provide the tools, but the choice to act, to persevere, and to succeed is yours. Join us and start your journey towards living life by design. Together, we'll turn aspiration into reality and empowerment into success. Learn more at becomeaninvestor.com.
We are here at another episode, getting closer to the 100 mark, maybe a couple months away, but Live Life by Design podcast brought to you by Become an Investor with the full house today and a very interesting topic. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies first, here to my right, Sarah, how are you doing tonight?
Hello, good, good. Enjoying the day.
Right on. Yeah. How's your day so far? Tell me about that.
It's been productive. I love productive days. So it's
all right on. cool. Danny, how are you doing today?
Freaking amazing.
Okay.
It's one of those days, man. One of those days.
What's up, beautiful people?
There you go.
You missed it.
I'm doing great. Thank God. Waking up for a bunch of pulling off on my leg, that bunch of caca that I need to throw in the trash.
But oh, man.
Oh, life is so good. I'm happy. Being very productive.
I'm going to keep my visual on that one.
Right.
Sometimes you need to walk away from shit. That's it.
There you
Sorry.
Go.
Yeah, sometimes you actually do have to.
Yeah.
Anyways, Mr. Campos, what's going on with you, man?
Oh, my God. It's been a day. Been a fun day today.
It's been a great day.
Yeah, right? It's been awesome. But, you know, a lot of new things, a lot of craziness, and I'm tired.
Part of the game, man.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, how's business? Good?
Good, good. You know, we're moving right along. Actually, you know what? I had fun today. I went door knocking with one of our students today, which is actually
right
cool. So yeah, it was fun. Just seeing the different perspective of how people think
yeah.
on certain things, which yeah. is kind of cool,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
Especially when they're new, you know?
Right.
So yeah, it was fun.
You were saying that you in the area you were at, you noticed how many foreclosures?
17.
Wow.
17 plus, and that was just in one like border part of the city.
Yeah.
And then who I was partnering with, he had another 11.
Wow.
That's like 28 just in like a small
yeah.
section of San Bernardino area. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I was telling you, I went door knocking with another one of the students here yesterday, and the area we pulled had 54 active foreclosures.
That is crazy.
Wow.
And that's just the beginning.
Yeah.
You know? And we can get really into the weeds about door knocking, but, you know, like I was telling them, One of the very important factors in door knocking is understanding the demographics of where you're door knocking, right? So door knocking is not just being aware that the individual has an issue, but also being aware of the demographic patterns in that area, right? So it goes like this, like say in that section that we did 54 leads from or active foreclosures or pre-foreclosures working on, it's they're comparables, all of them across the board, right? It's just like a little pocket. And once you get into the neighborhood and you start seeing the patterns of what everybody has and how everybody maintains their properties, I mean, it's just indicators, right? ARVs are right there because it's that little same pocket. The demographics of income are right there, right? And then you start really getting down into the details, and only the people that have more than two incomes in the house are the ones further away from that issue.
Huh.
You know?
Yeah.
So if you have like two consistent cash flows coming in, two consistent paychecks coming in on a weekly basis, they're going to be somewhat okay. But if you have someone that has a paycheck, paycheck to paycheck, coming in every Friday, and somebody else is on commission, they're borderline like, shit, am I going to hit my numbers to get my commission?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you start like understanding all these different patterns of the individuals on the opposite side of the door, and then you say, oh, shit, man, no wonder. Like, we door knocked the guy, and he was in foreclosure. I tried to explain where he was at. He's like, don't worry about it. I'm an agent. And then I said, oh, that's why you're in foreclosure.
Wow.
And it's true.
Yeah.
That's why he was in foreclosure. Not to be disrespectful, but because agents are eating it right now.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, so I told our student, I'm like, that's why he's in foreclosure, because he's an agent. You know, he's not a teacher with a steady income coming in. He's either in sales, he's either, you know, whatever he's doing, he's in foreclosure. Because the opposite of that is having steady income and very bad financial habits.
Yes.
You know, somebody in foreclosure with, you know, great toys in the driveway.
Yep.
Somebody with good income with other priorities other than their shelter.
You know, yeah. Saw a few of those today.
Yeah. So it's just like when you start door knocking, and then when you get the experience or you acquire all that experience out in the field, you start understanding all these different indicators. And then before you hit the door, you know why the problems. I mean, you can't assume everybody's problems, right? But there's clear indicators everywhere.
Law of average, right?
Right. And then when you talk to the individual, you're like, oh, that's why.
Yeah.
You know? Anyways, interesting. I hate door knocking, but I love it. I don't know, whatever. So, ladies, what's the topic tonight? Who's going with the topic? Who's going with the quote? Don't fight. Don't pull your hair. Nothing.
I can't start with the quote tonight.
All right, on. Let's do that.
Let's do it. I will forever believe that buying homes is a great investment. Why? Because you cannot live in stock certificate. You can't live in mutual funds. Oprah Winfrey. And that goes with our quote, not quote, with our topic today. Because the market's going crazy.
Oh, man. I'm tired. Goodbye. I'm tired. And the yellow paper.
Fuck, a yellow paper is making everybody go crazy.
Oh my God. It's making my eyes hurt. Daddy's right. Like, where's your glasses? I was like, shit, sunglasses.
So let's touch on the topic. Sarah, tell us about our topic tonight.
Okay, so the topic is home turnover rate is at its lowest it's been in at least the last 30 years.
Wow.
So just to give you guys an idea, it's just about 25 out of every 1,000 U.S. homes have changed hands in the first 8 months of 2024.
Wow.
So that's about a 2.5% rate.
Wow.
Lowest in decades.
That's crazy. But I mean, you know what? We talked about this last week, I think it was, mm-hmm. or the week before, or whatever. We're on our Zoom, and I was looking at listings on Zillow, and 20 to 25%, can't remember what the number was, were all at reduced pricing. Like all of them, 20 at least 20% of them had dropped their pricing.
Yeah,
because they're not moving.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, the topic of the podcast tonight is not to feed information. Obviously, everybody's welcome to listen to what we have going on, but it's not for your average American home buyer. You know, that first time home buyer looking to buy their next home or their first home. This is information for investors.
Yes, sir.
And this data should be taken in and applied into your business structure. Like, I'll speak for myself. I haven't bought anything in forever. Why? Because I'm in the business to make money. I'm not in the business to make stories. I don't care for the fucking Instagram shots or the Facebook reels or whatever you call them, or the TikTok hits. I'm not in the business for that. That's not going to create the legacy that I'm looking to build up for my family. Right? I'm in the business to make money.
Yes, sir.
And this past season has been no more than a bunch of very hard, almost impossible scenarios to find deeply discounted properties. When you find one, you grab it with your hands, your arms, your teeth, your ears, whatever, your eyebrows, whatever it is that, you know, that you can hold on to it and not let it go, not let go of that opportunity. Because nowadays, finding a deeply discounted property is like finding that diamond.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's across the board, not just in real property, but in the mobile home sector as well, right?
There you go.
I mean, there was times where before we can negotiate a good deal because somebody's behind on their space rent and the house needed work. Mm-hmm. Now they're just saying, hey, you know, or at least over the last, not this year, but prior years, it was, I'm just going to sell it. I'll still get something for it. And you know what? They were.
Yeah.
They were. So kind of a welcoming change, mm-hmm. right? Because mm-hmm. things are starting to slow down a little bit from that high, crazy demand that people were in to just to buy something mm-hmm. to now, I mean, shit, 25 out of 1,000 homes being sold.
Wow.
I mean, that's the shift. It's going to be that shift where we're going to see this, where we officially go into the buyer's market, right? It's no longer going to be a seller's market if things continue to be this way, right?
Right.
Because just way too much inventory out there now. I'm telling you, I see a lot of open house signs within a short radius, you know, from where I'll drive on the weekend.
Yeah.
And, I mean, just tons of open house signs. And that's an indicator of houses not selling as fast as they were before.
Right. You know? But I think the shift is now favoring still first-time home buyers, not necessarily investors with deep discounts. You know, I don't think we're there yet, because we have to understand the psychological shift in the consumer mind, right? It's like everything else. You know, right now the consumer or your average homeowner has a mindset of a lot of equity. You know, the prices are high, all that good shit, and then it takes them a while to accept the fact that they have to drop their pricing.
Yeah.
And by the time they say, okay, I'll drop the price, the buyer bought another option. You know? Mm-hmm. They said, well, you know, he decided to drop his price on this property, which was comparable to yours, and you're stuck at the top of the market, but then the market's shifting, because there's a lot of homeowners that say, no, if you don't give me the asking price, I'm not going to sell it, you know? So I think it's still the inventory is getting populated still for agents and still for first-time home buyers, but I don't think we're there yet to where, at least for me, not where back in the day we used to buy, like, literally pennies on the dollar. We're not there yet.
No. That's not what I was saying. Oh. I was indicating that we're starting to see that shift.
Got into it. Yeah, going to it a, started.
It's starting where we're going to see it. It's going to be a buyer's market soon. I'm not saying we're not there yet. Not at all. Because there's still maybe houses aren't moving as fast as they should. They're still dropping prices, but they're still not at the point where people are having to you know, take the bath on the property yet.
Right.
You know what I mean? People are still able to buy. I think that with this little, and again, this is my opinion, right? I think with this little interest rate drop, and then after getting past the election, I think we're going to start to see at least the retail side pick up a little bit. But I don't think it's going to be crazy like it was prior to COVID. I think it's going to be a little bit of an increase just to get those agents back out there a little bit. Right,
yeah, dude.
But I don't think it's gonna be. It's gonna be. I don't think it's gonna be anything crazy like COVID was.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think they're just slowly. This is like a chess game, man. They're slowly moving the parts to break the game.
Yeah,
you know, like now with the strike.
Yeah,
East and West Coast going on strike, and then the potential loss of goods or access to goods, which could lead to price increase for shortage, right? And then because you can't get, so what if you're bound to a contract and the strike affects the price of goods and you can't fulfill the contract, and now will you shut your doors and now you fire 10 guys, 5 guys that were hoping to see the end of the light with the reduction of the interest rate 1 point?
Yeah.
But now they don't have a fucking job. And it could have been 10 points.
Yeah. Hey, you know what, though? With that said, on that strike, everybody better start buying toilet paper.
I'm serious, man. I mean, all these different events that happen almost on a weekly basis,
you know,
make me, like, wonder, what the hell, dude? Like, is this... Are they just doing this to help us create content for our podcast?
No shit.
You know, like if you pay attention every week.
Yeah, they, there's always something, right?
They let go of something, you know, like legislation changes or whatever, you know, like.
Oh, my God. That's too funny.
Oh, my
God. But it's true, crazy. Huh?
It's true. It's stupid. It's retarded, man. But, I mean, I'm here just waiting for leads to come in. That's really what I'm doing.
Right.
You know, I have my eye in my business, on my radar. And all these opportunities keep on popping up. And, you know, maybe not just yet. We don't have the deeply discounted properties. But I guarantee you 100,000% that if you know what you're doing, you're going to find them.
Yeah, I agree.
You're going to find them.
But you got to look.
Yeah, you got to know where to look.
Yeah.
And how to look,
you know, like in those, that line of 54, right. 54 foreclosures that you found.
Yeah.
And
I kid you not, dude, we were driving literally half a block. We had one where the neighbor on this part of the street, you know, and then the back neighbor, his back neighbor was in foreclosure. It's like back-to-back foreclosures. I'm like, what the hell?
That's crazy.
Wow. They're everywhere, you know? They're going
popping
everywhere.
Up, popping up like popcorn.
Yeah, in that little section. We didn't even dare to cross the freeway over to the south side of Moval.
That's, man.
You know?
54.
Like 54 in one pocket, dude. I'm not kidding you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 exits.
That's tough.
That's freaking tough. That's crazy. Shit. But I'll tell you one thing. I just found a new farm.
Right? Seriously?
I just found a new farm. And
seriously?
I told the student that was with us, that was with me, I told him, you know what? We can stick to this farm for the next 3 to 4 months. And by the time some of these, because of the demographics, I told him, by the time some of these are settled, new ones are going to be in the conveyor belt.
No kidding.
It's just the start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just the beginning. Yeah. I remember, what, a year ago, year and a half ago, there was like one per city.
Yeah. I remember it was tight. Like, it was like.
Shit.
And then, you know what was funny? The one that was out there was already had a agent representing them. I came across that like a few times, and now I would just go knock the door anyway.
Yeah,
and talk to them to find out what's going on. You know, why'd you get an agent? You know, it's just like, because we can sell the house for what we want.
Yeah,
I'm like, you're right. You know,
yeah, I mean, because they could.
Yeah, yeah. I saw a lot of that last year.
Wow,
pretty crazy.
Yeah,
but you know what?
That is crazy.
There was a point here that Redfin was saying. He was saying that all the how. Of the homes listed this year, many have gone stale because of either lack of demand or they needed extra work.
Mm.
But that was something that last year we didn't see.
Right.
Even if the house needed work, people were still fighting over it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's crazy that this is being, it's coming to the surface, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So again, I think that, you know, this is, like I said, we're going to start seeing that shift.
Yeah, you know? So, you know, some of you people listening to us and looking to get into real estate investing or already active in real estate investing, do this, man. Do yourself a favor. Do a favor for those that you visit looking to target the properties that you're following, the leads. Ask them, you know, just do the deed of the day, the deed of your heart. ask them not to do DIY repairs in their homes. They don't fly anymore.
Right.
Right? The consumer wants top of the market value when they repair their house with half-ass fixes. Well, guess what? If I'm a new homeowner, I want to move in and live. I don't want to move in and work.
Right.
I don't want to move into the warehouse where I got to show up every day in the morning and look at the crooked walls and all of that. When I get home after I clock out, I got to come and fix them. Or my weekends are now given up because I got to repair the windows and the squeaky doors and stuff. So what happens is, you know, I come.
This podcast is sponsored by Become an Investor. Here at Become an Investor, we believe in you and your unique potential. We're a community of like-minded individuals all working a path towards financial independence. We're about empowering you to take control of your financial future. Well, how? Well, most of us got started with foreclosure leads, and you now can too. Follow the link in the show notes below, and for a limited time, you can get our foreclosure ebook. With that, we'll also send you up to 10 free leads in your local area. So get those leads. Get this book so you too can get started on your path to living life by design. Now back to the podcast.
Finish your product. You put out in the market. You did it yourself. I'm the buyer. You put all this energy, all this money, all this work because you didn't want to hire a contractor. I'm the buyer. I'll buy your house, but I need a $25,000 discount to fix all the shit that you did wrong. You know?
Yeah.
Or I walk away. That's what's happening right now. You know, people that see painted pigs.
Yeah.
They don't want to deal with that. And all these either very shady investors want to paint the pig. They're looking for some rookie or desperate buyer to fall into the pit and say, yes, I'll take whatever you... I mean, you can add a load of shit to the front door and I'll still take it.
You know, I came across one of those... I don't know, about 3-6 months ago in a mobile home, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it was... I'm not going to say I'm an expert at spotting shit, but I spotted a lot of shit in this house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it so happened to be one of the... So they had their agent trying to sell the unit, and then the guy who owned it was just kind of standing around, and I, you know, started talking to him. Oh, you're the investor. You're the investor, dude. He's like, mm-hmm. Yeah. I said, oh, I do this too. And I was like, dude, how long do you think it's going to take to sell this thing? He's like, oh, I got it priced right. And I'm like, dude, you're kind of high based on the way it looks. I go, I'm not trying to be insulting, but come here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was pointing out little things that were just looked like shit. Like, I wouldn't have put my name on that. I wouldn't even try to sell that thing for what he was trying to do.
Yeah.
Because it was literally like he just, like you said, put the lipstick on a pig and fucking put it out there and said,
somebody's going to catch.
No, it's not even, this isn't a pig. This is a unicorn.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it was crazy. And you know what? Last year it sold. Or 6 months ago, maybe it was. It fucking sold.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
I cannot believe it.
My brother was minutes away from moving forward with the purchase. Not far here from the office. A lot of great potential for rental income.
Mm-hmm.
And he calls me and he said, hey, dude, can you do me a favor? And I'm like, yeah, what's up, man? He said, can you put your eyes on this thing? I'm like, sure. So I went there and I'm like, dude, you need a good 100K to fix this thing.
Holy shit.
And he said, what? And I'm like, well, maybe not 100, right? 99.5. But no, you got just line up a good 60, 70 grand.
Wow.
To repair this house. And they went back to the agent and they said, well, we want $100,000 discount on the property and we'll remove all contingencies. Ready to sign the dotted line. The agent contacted them back and said, oh, we're canceling the contract. You know? So they canceled the contract. And you know what the stupid seller did? Which is, I wish I knew this fucking guy's name. He's an investor. Half-ass. I'm almost going to skip trace you. just to tell you how shabby of an investor you are. He not only canceled the contract, he increased the price.
By 100K.
Like saying, oh yeah, you won't pay me $560 for it? Or $660?
Fuck.
Now I want 690.
Wow.
I'm like, what an a-hole.
Wow.
And it was the shittiest work. I kid you not, man. The shittiest work I've seen in many years. Many years. I mean, I've seen some shitty work. But this one kind of like said, okay, move aside. I'm coming in. And like, I'm on the throne. This was some shitty ass work. Shitty. Like, it was almost inhabitable. The house.
Wow.
It was nicely painted inside and out. But the infrastructure of the property, a lot of people don't look into that. You know, a lot of people get, you know, blindsided by, oh my God, what a beautiful paint job.
And yeah.
The, you know, the double, you know, dual paint windows. And oh, look at the fireplace. You know? But the infrastructure of the house was so screwed up. So screwed up. I told everybody, based on my experience, I don't think it would survive a massive flooding, right? Excessive rain and flooding, or anything beyond a 5.5 tremor. It was that bad. That shit was gonna collapse.
Wow, that's crazy.
It was crazy, and they're okay, but he's been trying to sell it for a year.
Uh huh.
And then he increases the price like another 20, 30 grand. He ain't gonna sell that thing. I want to call that dude and buy him a beer and tell him how shitty of an investor he is after he drinks the beer.
Sitting on it for a year though, I mean, he has to be catching losses now, dude. You know, I mean,
yeah, I don't see it. I don't get it. Anyways, I think we're going south with the conversation,
yeah,
but
yeah,
let's get back on track. Ladies, input, please. No fighting. No, no fighting. Can I see you ladies trying to pull your hair and all that?
I know. Hey, let them fight. Let them fight. Let's watch.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I was just going to say, I've seen homes for sale in my route from when I go to pick up my kids and everything, that the sign has been going down, and then I think it sold, and then I look it up, and it's withdrawn. Mm. And then, like, a couple months later, the sign is back up again. Mm. But, you know, the house is, it has no, it looks exactly the same, even more deteriorated. Mm. So, you know, to how you were saying, you know, maybe sometimes it's best just to not do anything to the property, and specifically now with the way the prices are, because you may be doing more of a disservice to yourself and to the new owner by just doing a, you know, a Mickey Mouse and then trying to sell it. So these people, they've had this house, I don't know for how long, but the sign has been up and down, and they haven't sold, but the house looks exactly the same, maybe even a little worse.
Yeah. You know, so I had a family member that sold a property, and they were very resistant to dropping the price. I told them from the get-go, this is way overpriced, right? This neighborhood is not XYZ neighborhood.
Right.
But I think it's overpriced. I think you should be roughly around this area, which was a huge shift, maybe like a $50,000 difference.
Wow.
Well, they thought I was stupid and, you know, like, yeah, you're probably smoking something. And let's just do the math. Let's just do the math. How long are you going to sit on this property, deferred maintenance, ongoing mortgage, insurance, taxes, right? Vacancy if it's vacant.
Yep.
You know? So numbers, all you have to do is change them from one side of the board to the other side of the board. That's all you have to do, right? If it was a digital board, you can just grab it and then drag it over to the other side. Because that expense, if you think you're going to make the money by doing the work yourself, and it's not market standard quality, you know, that again, it's just going to end up costing you more for going overpriced or under fixed.
But that's the problem.
Right? You're still going to pay out the money.
That's my point. People don't, everybody gets stuck on a number.
Yeah. Right?
They don't do the math. They just think, oh, I need to have this number. I need that 50K, but not realizing you're probably spending 55 waiting around.
Yeah, no shit.
Right? Or doing the shitty repairs and still having to wait anyway. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's common sense sometimes, but it's the fear of realizing the reality of where you're at. I think that's what it is. Your house is not worth that extra 50K, but yeah. I have to, but you're going to lose more than 50K waiting around to sell it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, it's, it starts to turn into ego. And
it's an ego thing, 100%.
And yeah, at the end of the day, right? You got to take ego out of business. Yeah. Otherwise, you're not going to be profitable.
Oh, yeah.
Or at least some of the time.
Ego is not an equation in math.
Yeah, I was having a conversation with one of my friends. Her house is on the market. And as her house is on the market, she was just complaining because it has been for more than a month. And in the month, she had like 3-4 open houses. And on the open house in a month.
Wow. Like one a week.
Yeah, she's having one every weekend. And every time that she does, she's getting 1-2 visitors. And now on the same street, the same street has another 2 properties on the market.
Wow.
They're all complaining. It's a cute neighborhood. It's nice. It's like a community. But they are all complaining because they are not getting even a bite. It's just like going nuts. And she was telling me, I wish I had sold the property when it was on the pandemic. Because her house, it's not, she didn't do any upgrades on the property. So she got offers on the property, like crazy offers, right? Mm-hmm. And she didn't want to sell. Now she's stuck with the property. She was just like, well, I'm going to save my equity. Now she's stuck with the property. She still have the equity. But if she wants to do something and she doesn't want to do, because actually she's very smart, she's just like, I'm not going to do upgrade. It's not selling. And now I'm going to spend the money as upgrade to not sell. I don't even know. The market is just shifting, going crazy. Yeah. So I'm not spending the money with the property. And if it sells, it sells. But right now, I already lost a lot of on my equity because it's not selling.
Yeah, the demand's gone away.
That's it's crazy. Not selling.
But you know, that's the other side of it too, right? People, the people's mindset, right? Now they're going to start. A lot of people are going to be feeling that FOMO, right? Feeling of missing out, and that's why you're also going to start to see more houses hit the market.
Yeah.
You know, and not really, then these people aren't realizing, oh shit, I'm oversaturating the market, putting too much inventory out there. And more, you know, more inventory means less demand. And guess what? Got to drop the price. That's just how it goes. But I think that
the word she used was, I'm scared.
Wow.
That's exactly what she say. She say, I am scared of the market right now because I'm not seeing anything. So I'm going to end up not selling the property. And for the price that I was thinking, and I'll need to drop it. If I want to sell, I'll need to drop it at least $30,000.
Wow.
On that property. I was just like, wow.
But again,
and I think she needs to drop more because there is no upgrades. But I was just quiet. I'm a future buyer.
Right? That's what I was going to say. But
I told her. I still can buy, but not at your price.
Yeah, exactly. but that's the thing, right? I mean, this is what we're starting to see. Again, this is where that shift starts to happen. Things like that. How many did you say ended up popping up on the market? 2-3 more houses on her block?
It's hers, 2 cross the street. Like, cross the street, 2. Wow. And on that community, I need to look it up, but the last time I looked was another 7 or 8.
Wow.
And I'm talking about the community. It's in the desert.
But yeah, but still, I mean, that's more houses going on sale, right? Going up
all
for sale.
All for sale. Nobody's selling. It's not crazy. The prices are dropping.
There's just no demand.
It's just nothing.
No demand.
No bite, like you say.
The interest rates have people...
Yeah,
very cautiously looking.
But you know,
and that's another thing that she was saying. I don't know where I'm going to end it up because, and they, you know, she had good interest rates there. It's not as low as the one she had. or have. And she just, I still, I'm not on that ballpark where I wish I was, so I can buy another thing. The yeah. interest rate, it's going down, but it's not. It's better not, than what she's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's so, another reason why I think, though, like we were talking about earlier, with the low number of houses changing hands, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People right now, you know, prior to the pandemic or prior to 2021 or whatever, interest rates were low, right?
Yeah.
3.5%, 3%. And then they shot all the way up to like, what, 7%, 6%, 7%, 8%?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to sell their house to go, you know, from a 3% interest rate to an 8% interest rate?
Even 6.
Yeah.
Even 6. Why would you double your interest rate? Mm-hmm. So maybe for the first time home buyer, like Wicho was saying, you know, maybe it's great for them because they can get into something that they want. And I mean, the good thing about it is when the interest rates do drop, they can always refinance that interest rate.
Right.
Right? Yeah.
But man, going from a 3% to a 8% or a 7% or a 6%, financially, does that even make sense? You know?
Well, I don't know. If you move out of state and get half yeah. the price.
Yeah. Or just pay for the house outright cash, right? Yeah, the market, you're right. I mean, it's funny right now. It really is. Kind of seems like it's all over the place. And then again, you know, with foreclosures popping up, more people wanting to sell.
Yeah.
And then we got this whole election thing that everybody gets all worried about, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of.
I think everything's going to change after
the election.
After the election. So I'm not even going to pull my hair right now. Just wait because nobody has a crystal ball, right?
100%, yeah.
So right. Why are you going to be fighting?
Yeah.
Just start doing the work. Do what you do for investor out there.
Exactly.
Start studying your marketing,
yep.
your market.
Position right? yourself, right?
Yeah, position yourself. It's like Wicho was saying, position yourself and wait, because if you have that niche that you want to work, that criteria that you're looking for, it's going to be easier to recognize.
Yep.
It's the way it is. Cannot just reinvent the wheel.
Exactly. And you know what? The old saying, right? History repeats itself. So, you know, we know where we're headed. You know, we know what's going to be happening. Well, we can't say we know for sure. But like I said, history has a good way of repeating itself. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
I mean, Wicho left us, man. He left us. He got up and left.
Oh, he got a call. So I think he got to go.
Right on. So any final thoughts on all of this?
Pay attention on your market. That right. is exactly what I'm going to say and do. So, you know.
Yeah. Get yourself prepared. Start learning. If you're not in real estate investing and want to get involved, start learning now. You know, I keep saying this. Don't wait until you have an emergency to learn to drive, or don't wait for that big wave to come crashing down on you to learn how to swim, right? So
yeah, that's
I would say prep yourselves now and get ready. Find yourself a good community that you can learn off of and position yourself for what may be coming.
Yeah, continue with your education, study your markets. It's a good time to see where you may want to invest in. So, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And be smart with your investments. That's it. I mean,
yeah.
If you are not in the position to do something crazy, don't start, you know, breaking walls and making holes and, you know, if it's not selling, just take a break, take a deep breath, and do not redo it. Do not overdo it, not redo it. Do not overdo it.
Yeah.
Just wait for the market, because it's no sense to do something now that's not going to be valuable.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. For you or for your investment.
And I think I saw one or two houses today that were like flips but didn't get completed.
Yeah.
They were in foreclosure. Like, they just, maybe they didn't run their numbers right, or they screwed something up. But yeah.
Ran out of cash.
There is a lot. I'm going to tell you that even on multifamily, there is one group. Thank God, not my group, but there is one group on the multifamily that you're out on foreclosure because they didn't work on the terms. There was something on the terms, on the time. Can you imagine? A $25 million
That's
foreclosure.
Crazy.
Wow.
That sucks.
Yeah.
It does.
That sucks.
Let's go swoop it up. That's yeah. Well, right on, guys. Let's get out of here. Let's get out of here. Danny, where can they find us?
All right, beautiful people. If you want to know a little more about us, send your request for information at info@becomeaninvestor.com. You can also listen to us on the podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and Pandora.
Pandora.
You can actually, yeah, Pandora. And you can also find us on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. So come on. Send your request, say hi, and see you later. Don't forget to give us that 5 stars. Yeah. We deserve it.
Give us the 5 stars. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Ciao. Bye.